Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Everyday Kink. This is the first episode of season two. Wow, we're at our second season. Last season was about 12 episodes, and I think we had some good stuff. We had some great guest speakers, and hopefully we get to continue that trend by having some great guest speakers coming in for this season. So sit back, relax, and stay tuned. All right, welcome to another episode of Everyday Kink. And in this episode, one of the topics we're going to address is areas of battle. And I know what you're thinking. Hey, I thought this was a kink BDSM sex work podcast. Why are we going into battle? What wars are we about to address? Well, calm down. We're not doing that fetish or that kink. No, I'm joking. When I mean areas of battle, I mean in areas in where kink and BDSM thrive and exist. So, let us talk about area of battle number one, which is home. So, in your home life, usually your safest space for your kink play, your BDSM lifestyle. You know, you have your toys there. You usually bring your partners over, or you hold parties there, and you kind of experiment with your lifestyle within the confines and the comforts of your own home, the safety of your own home. And that's just one area. That is your area. That is where you can kind of express yourself to your fullest, because you know this area, you know this safe space. And the people normally who you invite here have gained some type of level of trust that allows them to be in your area, which means both of you can fully express yourselves to the fullest extent. So that's one area of battle. The other area of battle are events. Now, I know most of you have probably jumped on Pornhub and all the various other sites. And when I say events, you may have some type of idea. But let me break down this area of battle for you when it comes down to events. When I say events, I'm talking about parties. And these parties are held at clubs and other locations. And these have various themes. Some of the ones that I'm familiar with address things like transgender sexuality, swinging, partner exchange, orgies, voyeurisms, things of those nature. And you'd be surprised how many of these type of events go on that vanilla public doesn't know anything about, but those within the culture, within the lifestyle, know about, because there's that network that we feed information to each other. So that's one. So that's another area. And it's very unique. The roles of interaction in those areas are a bit different depending on who's putting it on and what's actually being done. Back in the days, they used to have key parties where you and your partner would come in. It's pretty much a swinger event. You and your partner would come in. You guys would put your keys in a bowl. The host of the party would shake the bowl up, and then random people would go in and grab keys. And whoever grabbed your key, that's who you exchanged with or interacted with. I feel like those events still go on. We just don't know too much about them because now the bigger, more sponsored events are kind of like the big thing now. If you have any adult theaters in your area, they usually host a wide variety of events that's usually close to the public and are only accessible through quote-unquote memberships, through people who are trusted. Now, the other area of battle, and I only make this a separate area of battle because of the situation itself, those are glory holes. Now, the reason why I consider glory holes a separate area of battle is because, to me, glory holes are a whole other situation in itself. Now, a variety of things can go on at glory holes. The majority of people know glory holes for blowjob situations. Guy sticks his dick in a hole, and whoever's on the other side goes to town. In some situations, especially if you're someone who explores the lovely porn site area, you'll see everything from fingering, the blowjobs, the sex happening in these glory holes. Even people actually coming from behind where the holes are at and actually interacting with the person itself. Sometimes husbands bring their wives there to watch their wives get off a bunch of other guys. Sometimes wives will bring their husbands to watch them get off a bunch of other guys. Sometimes it's friends. It's a variety of things. And that's another area of battle because the rules are different depending on who's going there, what you're going there for. There are a lot of glory holes that a lot of people don't know about, but if you're part of your fetish network, say like a FetLife, you can find out where all these glory holes are, same way you can find out where all these events are, interact with different people. Another area of battle is the world of online. The world of online has become kind of like the big sphere of the kink and BDSM world. It's very digital. It's the variety of different interactions with various people within the BDSM and kink community, where let's say you don't want that physical interaction, like you don't want to interact with somebody, but you may still want to be dominated. Well, there are fin doms, which are financial doms. There are regular doms who you can interact with through social media, through messaging, and, you know, get that fix. There are a various amount of sites, OnlyFans, ManyVids, AVN, where various kink and BDSM enthusiasts, sex workers conduct their work, and they do a variety of things. You can get your joy videos, your jerk off instruction videos. You can get a variety of things that will fit your kink. If you're a voyeur, of course, you can watch someone pleasure themselves or pleasure other people. You could watch someone who has a giant fetish where someone pretends to be bigger than what they really are. You can watch someone crush cupcakes with their feet. It's another area of battle. The rules are different there because it doesn't so much depend on physical interaction, but it more appeals to the psychological and mental interaction. The last area of battle that you can contend with, that I've seen people contend with, is conventions. Now, events and conventions are two different things. Events is where, you know, someone hosts something. People get together for this particular kink and they enjoy themselves and all that fun stuff. Now, conventions. Well, I'm trying to figure out a way to describe conventions. Conventions are really different beasts because conventions don't just cover people interacting, but they cover, you know, toy brands and adult companies, and sometimes you have therapists and a wide variety of people to interact with. It's showcases, seminars, trainings, things of that nature. Now, in that arena of battle, goals are different. Just like with the digital world, it may not all be about the physical experience. It may be about going and learning some stuff. Maybe you are a Shibari enthusiast. You don't know much about Shibari, but there's someone doing a Shibari seminar at a convention. So you go to the convention to learn. You may meet someone who shares your same passion, and now you connect with them and you can practice. You can be practiced on. You can try stuff. It becomes a unique experience. It's almost like a smorgasbord of stuff. You know, you get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, with a group of people who are specifically there for the variety of reasons. And it's sometimes, in the best aspect of things. Oh, guys, if you're wondering what's going on, I'm walking. And so, you know, there's a marathon going on. So I have to walk through where the police have their setups for the marathons. But one of the best things is finding people to talk to at these places, because there's such a variety of kinks and fetishes that are coming together at these conventions that you find some great conversation. And those are your areas of battle. All right, so let's address the next topic. And that is going to be acceptance. So acceptance, when it comes to kink and BDSM, comes in like these variety of levels. So you have people who are trying to accept themselves. I know it's real, right? You automatically think I'm talking about acceptance with other people, but the first one is going to be people who are accepting themselves. And they do that through their kinks. They accept their own sexuality, their own physical image, their own well-being. You know, maybe they're sadomasochists and it's something that they feel ashamed of, because, you know, a lot of people have, you know, thoughts about people who are in the pain. And through kink and BDSM, they can accept themselves because they're within a group of like-minded individuals who understand that passion and that fetish, that kink, and they won't shame you for it. And they'll allow you to flourish it and explore it to find your level of pain, or to find your methods of pain that are acceptable to you. You also have, when it comes to acceptance, the acceptance of others, of course. You know, that's always the big one. And that comes from people who maybe feel ashamed, like I said, of their kinks, and they find a community that accepts them, a community that shares their passions, their kinks, and, you know, their fetishes, and they can talk to people. They can hang out with people. They can learn things. They can teach things. It becomes this great community. It's the acceptance that they can't find in normal community, because fetishes and kinks aren't really seen in the highest light sometimes. So you have that community acceptance. That's the acceptance of others, but not acceptance of others because, you know, they get you into weird shit, and since they like you, they're cool with that. But acceptance of others who are actually into the same weird shit that you're into. You don't know how it feels to be accepted by people who understand you for who you are and what you do. It's a whole different animal, it's a whole different beast. You feel different. It makes you look at things different. So, you know, those are two big things when it comes to acceptance. Thank you for listening to the first episode
of season 2 of Everyday Kink. That's right, season 2. I'm excited. This is going to be the beginning of something really dope. The first season went well. I know the second season is going to be even better. So stay tuned. And trust me, I will bring you something interesting. See you later, Space Cowboy.